Muli po ako si John Maynes and I serve bilang isa sa mga pastors dito sa Crossroads. It's a grace ng Panginoon to serve you tonight sa preaching ng God's Word. Kinakatako pa rin sa isip ko yung kanta natin kanina. Grace, grace, God's grace. It's greater than all our sin. Very common sa language ng Kristiyano ang salitang grace. And alam nyo ba ang kantang Amazing Grace is one of the top or one of the popular na Christian song sa buong mundo? It was translated sa maraming lingwahe. We become familiar sa word na grace. Ito ay naging parang daily word na natin, ang salitang grace. And because of familiarity, many of us, we lose yung amazement natin sa grace. Bakit nga ba amazing ang grace ng Panginoon? What is amazing sa grace ng Panginoon? Bakit tayo nagre-rejoice na ang grace is greater than our sin? How do we understand sin? I think a clear and right understanding ng sin will help us appreciate ang grace ng Panginoon. If we don't truly understand ang nature ng ating sin, it can deceive us. Alam nyo ba ang isang most dangerous or most dangerous na lie is yung salitang, you are good. You are good enough to be right with God. Just do some positive contribution sa mundo na to. Just do good stuff, you're fine. That's a lie. That's the biggest lie and most dangerous belief na paniniwalaan natin. Ang mundo tells us that we are not so bad. We just need some positive view ng life. We just need to improve ang system ng mundo. We just need a good environment. We just need some purpose ng life. At kung ano-ano pa. What do you think? Sa tingin mo ba, we are good enough? Or, we have something good in us na we can offer sa Panginoon? Ang passage natin tonight will tell us yung reality ng ating nature apart from Christ. Yan po yung makikita natin sa ating passage na binasa ni Michelle kanina sa Ephesians 2 verses 1 to 10. Tayo po ay nagpapatuloy sa ating sermon series sa Book of Ephesians. And let me give you ng short recap dun sa ating previous study. Sa chapter 1, verses 1 to 14, nakita natin na all believers, including us, were saved by the will of God, not our own will. God chose us from the foundation of the world for the adoption, and God redeemed us and forgave all of our sins by the work of Christ on the cross. And the Holy Spirit secured yung ating salvation. The message is clear. Salvation is the work of God alone. So far, yan ang pinakita sa atin ng previous passage natin. And in chapter 1, verses 15 to 23, nakita natin anong meron tayo in Christ. We are all dependent sa Panginoon. And now, sa ating passage, makita natin ang ibig sabihin ng gospel. Ito po yung itong passage natin, ito ang comprehensive description ng gospel. Masasagot ang tanong natin, why God has to do ang lahat ng work? Why is Paul emphasizing yung salvation is a sovereign work of God? And makikita din natin how serious ang ating sin. It's so serious na only God can save us. None of us can save ourselves. Only God can give life. Ang ating message will revolve sa big idea ng ating passage tonight. Ang big idea po natin is, God made dead sinners alive by His sovereign grace for the glory of His name. Again, God made sinners alive by His sovereign grace for the glory of His name. We need a true understanding ng sin so we can have ng true understanding ng grace. And yung passage natin gives us ng dalawang truth to consider upang ma-appreciate natin ang grace ng Panginoon. Number one, know your desperate condition, verses 1 to 3. The second is know your desperate need, verses 4 to 10. Ano ba ang ating condition bago tayo naging Kristiyano? Itong passage natin, ito'y pinapakita yung journey natin. From dead to life, from darkness to light. Ito po yun. So ano ba ang condition natin? Tingnan natin point number 1. Know your desperate condition, verse 1 to 3. Masahin po natin yung verse 1. And you were dead. Hinto tayo dun. And you were dead. Yung po yung end, it po is word ng transition. Transition from the previous verse sa chapter 1 na pag-aralan natin last week that talks about the power of God in Christ. Ang sinasabi ni Paul dito, ang power that resurrected Christ na nabanggit sa previous verses ay ang same power that works in all believers. Na even you were dead, God made you alive with the same power. Yan po ang transition. And you were dead. Paul is talking sa mga believers dito. Ang sinasabi niya, this was your condition before God took action. Ang dead dito, ibig sabihin is spiritually dead. Death means separation. Ang isang physically dead person ay na-separate na sa mga buhay na tao. Wala nang communication. Ganun din naman. Those who are spiritually dead were separated from the eternal God. We lost ang connection natin sa Diyos. Yan ang description sa atin ni Paul. He didn't say na we are just sick. Hindi niya sinabi na kailangan mo lang ng konting to uplift yourself. Hindi niya sinabi na you are drowning na naghihintay ng life vest. Hindi niya sinabi na you are broken. We were dead. Tayo patay. A clear description ng dead is walang ability. No ability to hear or respond to God. No ability to resurrect ang ating sarili. Now it makes sense yung sinasabi ni Paul sa mga previous passages natin na it is by the will of God that we are saved. Dahil a dead person cannot exercise his will to choose ang Panginoon. Look kung ano ang source ng ating condition. Look at verse 1 again. And you were dead in the trespasses and sins. So yan po ang source ng ating deadness. We died because of our trespasses and sins. Ang trespasses and sins ay halos synonymous dito. Trespasses means nag-step outside ng boundary. Ito ay intentional. You are conscious about it or deliberately ginawa mo to. Ang ibang ibig sabihin nito is a false step. Yun po yung trespasses. Yung sin means missing the mark. Ang idea po ng sin is parang archery. Merong target and when you miss yung target, you sin. Tawag po dun, you sin. Yun po yung sa original language nito. You fall short sa mark. Anong mark po yun? Mark set by God. Sin is missing the mark set by God. We miss to live yung requirements ng Panginoon. We sin. So, ang trespasses and sin is a rebellion and failure to yung perfect obedience natin sa Diyos. Yun po ang nag-result sa ating death. Remember sa Genesis 2, verses 15 to 17, sinabi ng Panginoon doon, pwede mong kainin ang lahat ng prutas. Sa lahat ng puno sa garden. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. It's over. Tapos na. Ano nangyari? Adam and Eve rebel against God. They trespasses doon sa boundary na sinit ng Panginoon. Ang sabi sa Romans 16:23, the wages of sin is death. So malinaw po yun. Dahil sa kasalanan, all humanity died spiritually. And physically, we start to die. All of us participated sa sin na to. Willingly. So, ang ating mga kasalanan results to death. Ang spiritual death corrupted our whole being. Ang buong pagkatao natin, sabi sa Genesis 6, ano ang heart and intention ng tao? It's a continuous evil. Up to now, yan po ang heart ng isang non-believer. A continuous evil. Always opposed sa mark na sinet ng Panginoon. Yun po yung corruption na nangyari because of sin. Ito din po ay tinatawag na doctrine of total depravity. Kung narinig niyo na po yun. Or radical corruption. Hindi po ibig sabihin nun ay sobrang evil mo na. Now, we can't do good things sa buhay natin. We can see maraming mga philanthropo, maraming mga charitable work, ang mga unbeliever. That's good thing. Marami tayong nakikita ng tao na doing good things. So ano po ang total depravity or radical corruption? Ang ibig sabihin po nito, we lost yung ability natin to honor God. Our heart is so corrupted na we don't want and we cannot respond to the things of God. Ang description ng Bible sa atin ay, we are lost. We need to be found. We are blind. We need God to open our eyes to see ang truth about God. Our heart becomes, nagkaroon tayo ng heart of stone. Remember Ezekiel? We need a heart of flesh. And that condition manifested sa ating lahat in how we live or walk sa ating life. That's how Paul describes us. Look at verse 2. Paano ba natin paano nagmanifest sa buhay natin to? Sabi doon, and you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. Ang word na walk ay importante po sa Book of Ephesians. Walk, ito po ay isang Hebrew idiom, or ang ibig po sabihin nito is way of life. How you live your life. Way of living, yung conduct mo. This is yung po ibig sabihin ng walk. It doesn't mean, yung sinabi niya rito na you once walk. Hindi po ibig sabihin na one time na nangyari sa'yo, you step out of the boundary one time. Ang ibig sabihin po rito na ito ang iyong way of life. Ito ang iyong way of living. Paulit-ulit ito ang ginagawa mo before God graciously save you. Ito ang itsura mo. Ito ang lifestyle mo. You love to walk outside the boundary ng Panginoon. You live it day by day. You enjoy it. And makita natin yung tatlong way how a dead sinner live ang kanyang life. Makita natin sa verse 2, yung una po, following the course of this world. Tayo nabubuhay according sa sistema ng mundo. We follow ang worldly ideas, principles, values. If you are a Christian, try to remember how sinful we were. How foolishly we submit sa ideas ng mundo before tayo naging Kristiyano. Saan tayo mga naging involved sa mga bagay na dati hindi natin nakikita na ito ay isang kasalanan. We focus lang sa mga temporal na bagay. We live sa standard ng mundo without any intention to please God. Ito tayo. Kung anong uso nun, doon tayo, kahit ito ay kasalanan, basta maging in tayo. Wala tayong recognition ng kasalanan. We love the things of the world. It's opposite sa kuman ng Bible. Sabi sa 1 John 2:15, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Ito tayo, separated from the love of the Father. Ano po yung pangalawang way na we live yung ating sinful life? Number 2, following the prince of the power of the air. Ang prince of the power of the air ay si Satan. Ibig sabihin, we follow yung devil. We all know, Satan opposed God. So, Satan rule over us. And we are sunod-sunuran tayo kay Satan. Ito po yun, we follow ang prince. Ang intention ni Satan is to destroy ang work ng Panginoon. And we follow him sa pag-destroy sa work ng Panginoon. Maybe unknowingly, hindi ko naman, hindi naman ako satanista. Pero the way we conduct yung life natin, we are following the prince of the power of the air. Maybe unknowingly, pero we were slave kay Satan. Before God changed us, lahat ng ginagawa natin ay opposition sa Panginoon. Ito ay rebellion. Ang tawag ng Bible dito, ito ay rebellion. Ano po yung pangatlo? We all once lived in the passions of our flesh. Ano ba yung passions of the flesh? Makita natin sa Galatians 5:19-21. Sabi ron, now the works of the flesh are evident. Sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like this. I warn you as I warned you before that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Being dead in sins, ito ang gusto natin. Hindi lang yan physical na desire. Hindi mo pwede sabihin, nahulog ang katawang lupa ako sa kasalanan. Sabi sa verse 3, tignan niyo po. Carrying out the desires of the body and the mind. It's a premeditated desire. Hindi po tayo biktima na wala tayong magawa. It's a premeditated desire. Galing sa atin mismo, iisip yan. The way Paul describe ang lahat ng tao outside Christ, give us ng idea ng slavery or in bondage. Which is, yun ang ginagamit sa mga unbeliever, slave to sin or in bondage to sin. We all love yung idea ng freedom. We think na we are free. But the way Paul describes us, we were slave. We have no ability to escape ang ating deadness, ang ating kasalanan. So ano result nito? Tignan yung last part ng verse 3. And we're by nature children of wrath like the rest of mankind. Ito ang nature natin. We deserve wrath, ang judgment ng Diyos. We were dead on arrival sa mundo na to. We are walking dead. God is just. He is perfectly holy. He cannot simply set aside yung mga nagawa nating rebellion, kasalanan. So lahat tayo are all destined to judgment dahil sa ating kasalanan against God. We were in a hopeless condition without Christ. Yan ang description sa atin. And this should make us think. This is how we should look sa ating mga pamilya and friends, ating office mate. Those who are outside Christ, ito ang condition nila. And bilang Kristiyano, we must look at people with compassion. Share mo yung hope na meron ka. Give them ang hope ng gospel. Give them hope ng eternal life. You are called to do that bilang Kristiyano. How is your heart sa mga unbelievers? How is your heart sa family member mo? Hindi natin kailangan lumabas. Let's reach them with the hope of the gospel. I remember one quote, sabi niya, if you're not concerned sa kaligtasan ng ibang tao, malamang, baka wala kang kaligtasan. Because hindi natin nakikita how serious ang ating kasalanan, how serious yung need ng bawat isa ng grace ng Panginoon. Unless we truly understand yung seriousness ng ating sin, gaano ito kabigat sa harapan ng Diyos, wala tayong magiging appreciation sa grace ng Diyos. Our sin ay worse pa sa inaakala natin. Ang inaakala mong little sin, ito ay sobrang laki sa harap ng banal na Diyos. So we should know God. We should know the holiness of God. And then, makikita natin yung nature ng ating sin. Yung maliit na tuldok na kasalanan sa backdrop ng kabanalan ng Diyos. It will expose how evil ang ating heart. Only then, na makita natin yung sin natin, yung holiness ng Panginoon, only then, we can understand ang ating desperate need. And that leads to ating second point. Know your desperate need. Verses 4 to 10. Look at verse 4. But God. Let's stop. Mag-meditate tayo doon. But God. Ang word na but po is a word of contrast. It contrasts one idea to another idea. Ito ay contrast sa verses 1 to 3. Verse 1 to 3, nag-focus sa atin, sa sarili natin. Ang sabi ron sa verse 1 to 3, ito ikaw, ganito ka. Ito ang kalagayan mo, ito ang destination mo. You are children of wrath. Ito ang kalagayan mo outside the grace of God. You are God-hater, you are a rebel. You deserve ng punishment. But God. Every time na makikita natin sa Bible itong but God, we should pause. At tingnan natin yung context. It's always ipapakita ron how gano'ng ka-black or ka-evil yung tao, yung kalagayan tao, gano'ng ka-pangit. But God. So yun po yun, yun yung transition, yun yung contrast. We should be thankful sa word na but God. So makita natin sa verse 4, contrast yung verse 1 to 3, nagbago na yung subject. Kanina ang subject tayo. Now ang subject is God. Ang action is God. Ginagawa na yun. Itong word na to, this is the gospel. Sabi ni Martin Lloyd-Jones, these two words contain the whole gospel of Christ. Ang sinasabi dito, ito ang kalagayan mo. You were dead, you were a rebel, you hate God, you continuously live in sin, you were a slave sa kasalanan, wala kang hope. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. Kita niyo yung contrast? From dead to life. Even there was no reason for God to love us. Yung po yung sinasabi niya, He made us alive. He loved us. It means ang love ng Panginoon is not based sa anumang nakita niya sa'yo. We were unlovely. We were dead in our trespasses. Despite sa kalagayan na yan, He loved us. Binigyan niya tayo ng buhay. Not because sa anumang worthy sa atin or because of any merit na nakita niya sa atin. It's because of His mercy and love. Wala pong ibang reason. Sabi doon, He raised us up with Him. Ang word na raised us up is a resurrection language. It means God resurrected us from sa ating condition na patay. When Christ resurrected from the dead, nakita natin yun sa verse, sa previous verses last week, we were resurrected with Christ. It reminds us ng John 11, yung Lazarus stories, kung familiar kayo. When Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, it's the same situation natin. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Yan sinabi ni Jesus kay Martha. There's no life sa sarili natin. It is in Christ alone. And seated us with Him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He seated us up means we are now reigning with Christ. Sabi sa previous verses, all authority and all things are under Christ. We are with Him. We are no longer slave to Satan in this world. We are. All these things, all these rulers is under us. Ang tatlong verb na ito is yung made us alive, raised us up, seated us. Lahat ito in the past tense. God in the past made us alive. God in the past seated us with Christ. Pero, nandito ako ngayon sa Dubai, ah. Nakaupo ako dito sa deck. I'm not sitting with Christ. Ano ibig sabihin nun? Ang sinasabi ni Paul dito is, ang lahat ng ito has been accomplished para sa'yo. Payment has been made. The work has been done. God has acted. This security to para sa atin. Even though dito ka ngayon, we are literally nandito sa Dubai, sa mundo na to, pero it will be fully realized on the day of the Lord. That should give you hope to long for heaven. Right now, live in the light sa mga promises na to, in what God has done kay Kristo. In order to partake sa resurrection ni Christ, we must participate sa kanyang death. Christ died on the cross dahil sa ating kasalanan. He was punished for our trespasses and sins. He was crushed for our iniquities. By His wounds, we are healed. Yan ang death na we are to participate. Sabi sa Galatians 5:24, those who belong to Christ has crucified the flesh with its passion and desire. Kapatid, is this evident ba sa atin? Are you daily fighting sin? Are you killing sin? Sabi ni John Owen, be killing sin or it will be killing you. Sa buong book, repeated ang idea ng in Christ or in Him. Meron lang pong dalawang klase ng tao sa mundo. Either you are in Christ or in Adam. Yun po yung comparison. If you are in Adam, you are dead in sin. Through one man, Adam, pumasok ang kasalanan at kamatayan. Sabi sa Romans 5. If you are in Christ, you are alive and meron kang certain hope in eternity. There is no middle ground po. Either you are dead, you are alive, you are in Adam, or you are in Christ. And you always have that decision. Wala pong middle ground na you can walk to. The Bible commanded everyone to repent and believe in the finished work of Christ for your salvation. There is no way na you can get out sa bondage ng kasalanan na to. There's no way na you can get out sa condition mo. Sa patay na condition mo. Bow down to your Lord and Savior. Turn away from your trespasses and sin that slaves you, that harden your heart against God. Ano mang kalaki yung kasalanan mo, kung tingin mo ikaw na yung pinakamakasalanan sa mundo na to, napakabigat na nang nagawa mo, remember this. But God. That should give you hope. Sa kabila ng itsura mo, sa kabila ng kalagayan mo, but God. That is your hope. He is rich in mercy. His grace is greater than your sin, yung kinanta natin kanina. That's why we rejoice. That's why we celebrate every time we sing ng mga ganong kanta. Come to Christ. Call on the name of the Lord and you will be saved. It's a gracious invitation bawat isa sa atin. God provided everything we need sa ating salvation in Christ. Para saan? Look at verse 7. So that in the coming ages, He might show the immeasurable riches of His grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. So that, ito po ay reason. Sabihin po, nagbigay siya ng reason. God's immeasurable riches of His grace towards us ay ma-display for His glory. Not for your glory, but for God's glory. Ang ground ng ating salvation is God's love and mercy. And ang goal is to display ang kanyang grace and kindness. If you think that you can merit God's salvation by your own effort, by your own merit, think again. You are dishonoring God. We should pause for a moment to reflect sa mga truth na ito. God's saving work is not based to anything in us. It's pure sovereign grace out of His mercy and kindness. In verses 1 to 3, we were unloving, no reason for God to love us. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. It should bring us down to our knees in worship. Praise Him. If hindi ka naniniwala na ang salvation mo is a work of God alone, na ang Diyos ay sovereign in salvation, if akala mo you can merit ng kaligtasan, you lessen yung power ng Panginoon. Ang Diyos na sinasamba mo is less powerful, less active, less worthy ng ating praise. Hindi yan ang Diyos na dinidescribe ni Paul dito. Paul is describing a God na powerful, all-knowing, sovereign, and in complete control to save His people na hindi kayang iligtas ang kanyang sarili. God did all the action, not you. For those of us na nakay Kristo, ang only response is worship. Malinaw yan sa verse 8 to 9. Look at verse 8 to 9. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. We have nothing to boast. Nothing. Zero. It's all the work of grace ng Panginoon. If you have anything na you can add sa kaligtasan, you have something to boast. Salvation is the gift of God. From beginning hanggang end, from planning, from choosing, from the foundation of the world hanggang sa ma-accomplish to eternity. It's all God. From eternity past to eternity future. There should be no end reason for us na mag-glory sa ating sarili. Even our faith is a gift from God as a result ng ating regeneration, so that we may believe yung gospel. It's a gift ng Panginoon sa atin. Both grace and faith galing sa Panginoon. Sabi ni Paul sa Galatians 6 verse 14, "But as for me, I will never boast about anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ." This truth should lead us to humility at tayo maging gracious. This is how God saved and created a new people for Himself to display His glory through the church. Yan ang makikita natin sa buong book ng Ephesians. So ano dapat ang result ng ano ang result ng ginawa ng Panginoon? Look at verse 10. "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Ang word na workmanship dito is can be translated then to creation or created. Thing that He has made, na ginawa ng Panginoon, we can say na it's a work of art. It's God skillfully made us. Yun po yun. And yan din ang idea sa 2 Corinthians 5:17. "If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." So every salvation, every resurrection from the dead is a recreation ng Panginoon. All believers, church, is a workmanship of God. It's a work of art. It's a glorious work. It's a recreation. Ang watching world should see it and say, what a wonderful work of God. Pag nakita niya yung church, pag nakita niya kayo, ang asawa mo, ang anak mo, ang kaibigan mo, ang pamilya mo, should say na pag nakita ka nila how God transformed you, dapat ang nasasabi nila, what a work of God. If not, then maybe walang work na nangyari. Anong purpose ng lahat nito? Look at verse 10. "For good works which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." We are saved for good works. We need to be careful po. Ang word na "for" is napaka-importante dito. Hindi sinasabi na we are saved by good work. Ang sinasabi po, for good work. It's a result. It reminds us ng book of James. Ito yung purpose. Our faith should produce good works. Bakit? Because God prepared us for us. Ang good work should be a way of life ng bawat Kristiyano. Tingnan po ulit yung last part ng 10, verse 10. "We should walk in them." Again, ang word na walk, andito na naman. It means a way of life, yung conduct natin. It contrasts yung walk kanina sa verse 1 to 3. Our passage started with how we walk as dead, but God made us alive, so now we can walk as people of God who are alive in Christ and produce good works. Before we walk in darkness and in sin, pero now, God created us to walk in light sa glory ng Panginoon. Ang ating good work is ultimately for the glory of God. Yan ang sinabi ni Jesus sa Matthew 5, verse 16. Let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. God save us and love us when we were unloving so that we can display yung glorious work ng Panginoon sa ating buhay by our good works, by our obedience. So how, paano ba natin i-apply itong buong passage na to sa ating buhay? Hindi tayo binigyan ng passage na to ng instruction to do anything. It only tells us what God has done in Christ. Ang unang application nito is to be amazed and worship your Savior. Again, I want you to be amazed and worship your Savior. Not ngayon lang. Every single moment ng life natin. You were dead. He made you alive. Yan ang Diyos natin. God deserves yung worship. It should change how we worship God. It should change how you read ang Bible. It should change how you pray. It should change how you look sa ibang tao. It should change everything in us. Remember, sino ka at anong kalagayan mo nung wala ka pa sa Panginoon? Remember yung but God moment sa life mo. You will remember yung joy nung bago ka palang Kristiyano. But God. I hope as years goes by, yung affection natin manatili doon. But God. Thank you, Lord. Should fuel yung ating worship. Nakikita natin maraming dead people walking without hope. Family nyo, sa bahay nyo, mga ka-flatmate mo, sa office mo, yung circle of friends mo, isa lang ang need nila. Hope. Life. Isa lang ang source niyan. In Christ. Share Christ. Labor sa gospel. Look sa tao with compassion. So, paano naman ito sa ating daily life? Remember, we are talking about eternity dito. Paul is giving us ng something greater hope para sa atin. Hindi lang sa life na to. Right now, we are positionally and sitting with Christ. But one day, ang lahat ng pangako ng gospel will come to pass. Mangyayari ito. This truth should be our hope. Ito ang dapat dala-dala natin sa bawat araw. Whatever my lot, it is well with my soul. I have Christ. I am in Christ. I am sitting with Christ. Friends, if you are here and you don't have any idea sa mga sinasabi ko, or wala kang interest sa mga narinig mo, I plead with you. If you are not in Christ, balikan mo yung verses 1 to 3. You are dead by nature, yung wrath ng Panginoon nasa iyo. One day, you will face your Creator. And the only basis ng yung heaven, ng yung hell, is Jesus Christ. Wala pong iba. If you are not in Christ, you will face yung wrath ng Panginoon na yan. And spend your eternity in total separation sa ating Diyos and suffer in eternity. God is extending grace sa iyo right now. He wants you to know na lahat ng kasalanan mo can be forgiven. All your sins. If you repent from your sins, and makita mo how dead you are in your sins, na how hopeless you are, and recognize na It's only Jesus ang aking hope. Run to Him. He will not cast you out. He will save you. He will forgive you. Because Jesus Christ paid it all on the cross. His resurrection ay ang guarantee natin, ang acceptance sa ating Panginoon. His perfect life ay ang iyong assurance that when you stand before God, you have nothing to boast but Christ. His perfect righteousness is your only boast. Run to Christ for your salvation. I'll leave you with this. John 3 verse 36. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains on him. Kaibigan, don't harden your heart after mo marinig tong message na to. Merong hope para sa'yo. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your grace and mercy in Jesus. Thank you for the hope na meron ang lahat ng makasalanan in Christ Jesus. Thank you for giving us life. Father, nawa ang aming buhay be mark of obedience and good works. Not to save ourselves, but for the glory of your name. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.